The following podcast has not been approved by the Comics Code Authority. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to the Retcon Podcast, your weekly friendly neighborhood comic book club where we explore the history of Marvel through the eyes of Spider-Man. I'm Parker Robbins, they, them.
I'm Stephanie Johnson, she, her.
And I'm Catalicia, they, them.
And this week, we will be diving into The Amazing Spider-Man Annual number 5 and learning about Peter Parker's parents. But before we get to that...
Oh, sorry.
Hold your horses. How are you guys doing?
You know what?
On the record.
On the record, I've never been happier in my life. I am full of
on the record, positivity. Never been more financially stable than I could ever be.
I love everything that is happening to me, around me. The sun is shining. The tank is clean.
The tank is clean?
Exactly. Yeah. No, for real, I'm actually okay. I'm fine.
Your Japan trip is sneaking up, right?
Yeah, don't talk about that.
Okay, I'm not talking about that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Kat, shut your goddamn mouth.
We'll talk about that when I'm leaving and ready for it. And hopefully I will be ready for it when it's time. Yeah. But
you will.
Like 3 weeks? Yeah, I'll be fine.
I'll know
the entire language in 3 weeks.
Wow, really supportive there, Parker. That was super supportive.
Yeah.
Wow. Can tell you really care about Stephanie. Yeah, I don't know. They're doing all right. I talked to someone, I think it was now a couple weeks ago at a party, but like, you know, we've talked about it. It's like asking people, how are you, is very complicated these days. Difficult. And they were like, I think they said it was with their therapist. They talked about it, but they were like, macro bad, micro doing okay. And I was like, oh, okay. I like that. Macro, not good.
Mm-hmm.
The world, bad. Micro, I don't know. I'm doing fine, I guess.
Yeah. I feel that.
Doing all right. It's fine. We're getting by.
I'm just waiting to quit. Nothing else exists until that happens for me.
Wow, Stephanie. You hear that?
Yeah.
Fuck us.
Well, and also for the listeners at home, Parker, while they were saying that, was just staring into the abyss.
Disassociation station.
Yeah.
No, everything's fine.
Everything is awesome.
On the record, everything's fine. I love my job. I love my coworkers. None of them are weirdly religious. It's A-okay.
Yeah.
Everything is awesome.
Sorry, I just recently found out that the supervisor I've been working with lately, his ringtone is just literally a heavenly choir.
You know, sometimes Jesus
own.
Be calling.
Sometimes he ring you up on the phone.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm ready to quit.
Hell yeah.
And we'll be there soon.
We really will be.
As soon as I see that bag. I will take that bag and I will leave and I will never go back to that fucking warehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully I can convince a few people to leave with me.
Oh, I love that.
Leader of a rebellion.
We love it. We love it. Now I can't believe I did that to myself. I was saying everything is awesome, and now I went to the dentist. I went to the dentist, everybody. I was there for almost 4 hours. And in that 4 hours, the Lego movie, just the first one, only the first one, played on repeat almost a full three times. I have never seen the Lego movie that much. And now I have. and it was a lot. It was a lot. It's like a fine movie, you know? And then you just keep having to watch it. And I'm like, okay. I'm tired of Chris Pratt. I'm already tired of Chris Pratt. Now I'm really, really, really tired of Chris Pratt.
Yeah, we weren't quite tired of Chris Pratt back then.
No. You know, even Chris Pratt is starting to get tired of Chris Pratt.
As he should.
Good. Yeah. Fucking weirdo Christian Republican bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go.
For the kids at home, I just watched all of John Wick for the first time. Well, I'd seen the first one before, but the others, not so much. Did a marathon, and now I can't stop going. Yeah. Yeah. And there were times in that movie where I was like, I don't think this man has ever spoken before. These are his first words.
He's and, just a little baby.
He's just a murderous baby. Very dangerous child.
Incredibly so. I mean, he can handle a gun and everything. Mm-hmm.
Right. You know who else can handle a gun? Spider-Man, sort of.
Flip, thwap.
Yeah.
Knock him out of people's hands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Whip, thwap.
That's normally the sound it makes when he takes a gun. It's like whip.
I don't know. Okay, so the like demon inside of my head was like, that's the sound my pussy makes. And I don't know why. I don't know why. Thwip, whap. I don't think it should make that sound. I don't think it ever made that sound.
Stephanie, you gotta call the doctor. You
gotta see a gynecologist.
I do. She's got the flap.
No. No, no. Whole scenario is playing out in my head. It just like the fucking stirrups, and you're like, doctor, I can't explain it. It just thwap. Like,
it's just thwapping. Thwipping and thwapping.
No, Parker, you're going to make it worse. Whatever it is, it's worse.
You're in the stirrups in the gynecologist's office. They look down and they just see the Luke Spider-Man Green back symbol. I'm so sorry, you've got spider pussy.
I thought you were gonna say the cover of this issue where it's just a green vortex hole.
Hell yeah. Actually, I want that.
All right. We're back on track.
Yeah, we're back.
Get lost in this thwap. All right, let's go.
Yeah, get lost in the thwap. Yeah.
Here's my question though. Does this include all of the faces of like Aunt May, J. Jonah Jameson, Gwen Stacy?
You know what? It includes the faces of whoever's looking at it. Like the people that you would...
Oh, like a mirror.
Yeah, well, not like a mirror, but like you know, for Spider-Man, he knows these people. So whoever, if you're looking into that swirly void, it'll put in the faces of people you know.
Gosh. So it's like a haunting. Yeah.
And then it makes me wonder, like, did she fuck all these people or am
I
crazy?
I see. I was thinking it was more of like a hall of achievements where like the people that you fucked would then appear.
You know what?
Employees of the month.
I think if I press my belly button, then that will happen.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Like if I'm like, I'm having sex with this person and it's like, I want to make you jealous about who else has been here. Boop.
Boop.
And then you're like, my dad. Yeah.
What's he doing in there? No. Yeah. I wondered the same thing, but it was a good night.
Oh, Lord. Anyway,
What a transition into annual number five. Annual number five. Mambo number. That's what made me think of. Sorry.
A little bit of, or is it Algeria in my life?
Yeah. We'll get to that.
Amazing Spider-Man Annual number five. Were Richard and Mary Parker traitors or heroes? Pete seeks to answer this question, but he may have to go through a red skull or two.
Wow, spoilers.
Yeah, Jesus
Christ. Right at the fucking tippy top? Are you kidding me?
Sorry.
Not for you. That's just crazy that they... Yeah. Parker, what the fuck?
You know.
I don't read the about this issue, but normally it's very like, who's Spider-Man fighting? And Red Skull feels like a pretty big reveal to just throw it into the about this issue. That's wild.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
The parents of Peter Parker, phantasmagorically produced by Smilin' Stan Lee and Larrapin' Larry Lieber, embellished by Mike Esposito, lettered by Artie Samek, and Jazzy John Romita, chaotic consultant and cover artist.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, his signature is up there.
Yes. It's a good cover. It's a damn good cover.
It's a good cover. Warning, when you finally meet our scurrilous supervillain, prepare yourself for one of the biggest surprises of the year. With surprises written in red. Because, you know.
Sneaky.
Yes. All right. Spidey is in a Casbah in Algeria for reasons unknown and immediately fights a bunch of goons. And he's kicking ass in the classic Spidey fashion when, unfortunately, a goon kind of gets the drop on him, sends a shot his way. And Spidey, at the very last minute, thinks he can dodge it, but kind of clips him in the head. Spidey falls into the river. The goons are like, oh, we fucking killed this guy. High fives all around. But, you know, you can't kill our dude, Spidey. He climbs out of the river and he passes out and kind of launches into a... I don't know if we need that part. Yeah. But anyway.
We'll get that.
The goons think he's dead. Spidey crawls out of the river and passes out.
Boom, baby.
There were just some funny things that was going on here, because immediately I was like, baby, why are we in Algeria? How did you
literally
get here?
How?
You're poor.
Literally same. I was like, where did you get them? I literally wrote, what the fuck are you doing here? And how did you afford to get here? Boy has no money.
No. And also, yeah. I was like, who do you know in Algeria? What is going on? And they literally do not tell you for a long time.
A long time. They're like, stay on the edge of your seat. You'll be fine. You'll make it.
I noticed that it was not Johnny drawing these.
Oh, immediately.
Yeah, felt funny.
Mm-hmm.
This is a brotherly production between Stan and Larry.
Okay. Well, on page two, third panel, West Side Story.
Yeah. It's like if the background extras of an Indiana Jones movie were doing West Side Story.
It cracked me up. I could just like, I could hear the music. Like, look at all of them. There's choreography happening. Like,
yeah. And like just fezes for no reason.
No, what? We're in Algeria, so everyone wears a fez? Like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, that guy's got a beret on.
One of them does, yes.
Also, can we talk about page two, third panel? The man who has full-on dived off the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He said, fuck it.
Yeah. That's some John Wick shit.
That is! That's absolutely some John Wick shit.
Do you think after this fight, one of the other goons is like, hey, buddy, so I noticed I noticed you jumped off
Are
the
you
roof.
doing
Are you
okay?
doing okay? Do we need to talk?
They definitely did because that's unhinged. What is going on?
Like he ain't got nothing attached to him. He just and then I mean, Spider-Man literally swoops him by the arm and just throws him into the other
That's
dudes.
gotta hurt so bad.
Yeah, ow.
Yeah. It also there was something about this second panel immediately where I was like, or the first panel on page two where I was like, this is not Johnny Romita. I don't
It's
know. It
not
looks too
Johnny.
like everything looks weirdly like crisp. Does that
Swoopy.
make sense? Yeah, something is like, I don't know how to describe it other
It's
than to make my body do weird things.
a little smoother.
Yeah, like
Yeah.
I don't know why swoopy is what came to my mind, but it's just like, I don't know. There's just a weird flow.
Yeah. It's like this guy had a fancy pen. You
Yeah.
know, like
Like
a
got a little
nice, like,
quill.
yeah, or like it's just something like something that had like, gel pen glide technology that Johnny is like, no, it makes it look too weird and smooth. And because it does, even the lettering looks a little, I don't know, something feels weird. I don't know. I think it's these little
Yeah.
wigglies on the patwang that's making me feel
Oh
weird.
yeah.
Yeah,
The
which I
wigglies on
guess
the
it kind of makes
patwang.
sense because it's the knife, or the dagger is like, Z-Z-Z-Z.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
it does feel strange.
It feels strange.
It does feel a little strange. And then Spidey just, we got another guy with a fez on page three with a small rope. Like, I don't even, everybody's just coming at him and he's talking shit and he's mad that no one else is talking shit back to him.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, what if they don't speak English, you asshole? Or maybe they
Yeah.
do and they just don't want to talk to you.
And
Leave
he
them
can't
alone.
stand that.
They're
He can't.
probably speaking French.
I guess
Isn't
I
that?
don't
I
know.
think.
I'm uncultured when it comes to
Yeah,
stuff
I
like
don't know
that. I don't know a
what's going on
goddamn
in
thing.
Algeria.
I
All I know is
think.
Spider-Man has got Yoda thought bubbles going on the third panel of page three.
Yoda
I don't
thought
know who
bubble.
tipped them off about me, but one thing's for sure, members of my fan club, they're not.
Oh no, it's
Okay.
mostly Arabic. Arabic and French.
There it is, baby.
I
Arabic and
do
French it
like
is.
there is something comforting about this. The on page three, the third panel, the orange fez man with the rope. I like his sandals. There's something comforting about those sandals. I feel like my dad and uncles would like wear those in like the 90s. It was like those were like barbecuing shoes, kind of.
Yeah.
And like there's something about that that's like, oh yeah, I can
I feel
smell
like
the meats grilling.
the meats. I feel like there's also a little bit of like a power move coming from him because everyone else is wearing closed-toed shoes.
Yeah.
Everyone else got their boots on, and this guy's like, I don't need toe protection.
Yeah, he's got his pigs out. He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, he doesn't give a goddamn shit. He's ready to take on Spider-Man in his little flippy floppies. And I respect it. I
You know
respect it.
what? I would also respect it if he had like kicked his foot and made the shoe come off and hit Spidey in the face. That would have been like a
Oh,
little bit
throw the
funny.
chancla. That sounds great. I
Yeah.
like that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Retcon. Oh man, I really would love nothing
Retcon.
more than to see a shoe get kicked at Spider-Man.
It probably wouldn't even hurt him. He'd just be like, what
It would
the
hurt his ego, and that's enough for
Right.
me. Oh, did you just throw a shoe at
Yeah. What the fuck, man? And
Oh.
then I feel like he'd pick it up and be like, oh, these are kind of nice.
Oh, it's nice. Can I have the other one? I
Yeah.
think
What size are
it's the same
you?
size. Oh. But we get into this hilarious fight, of course, on page four with the you go ahead. What's up?
Well, no, I wonder if you're going to say the same thing as me. So go ahead. Actually, you might. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't know if I will. I
Okay.
just was thinking
Okay.
of a specific reference from an animated show when I looked at this giant bin of watermelons. Not
Okay.
my melons. Yes.
Wait, oh wait, hold on. Not wait.
Okay,
Okay, hold
mine
on.
is, what's yours? Where are we doing different ones?
We might be doing different ones, but we also might be doing the same one. But okay, when I looked at this, I was like, my
My
cabbages.
cabbages, yes.
Cabbage guy. This was
Cabbage
before he
guy.
this is before he or maybe he was diversifying at this point, but
Yeah.
definitely his he's mad about these watermelons.
He's mad about it. I got to page four and I went, not my cabbages.
Yeah, okay, good. Good, good, good. I'm glad we're on the
Oh,
same page.
thank goodness. Thank goodness.
We also get a reference here to the Keystone Cops.
Oh yeah, I
We
looked that up
do.
because I didn't realize what it was, but I read it and I went, no, he's definitely making fun of cops, which I respect. And then I looked up Keystone Cops and I was like, aha, idiot cops, what's new? But
Stephanie and I in college had to watch like a whole lot of Keystone Cop stuff
oh
for
yeah.
one class.
Oh wow.
We did a history of like movie comedy. And
With
so
Malcolm Turvey.
Like that name.
but yeah, we
That was there was a lot going on there.
there was a lot going on there.
There was one day. Do you remember this? When we got yelled at because nobody read? Yeah, and he was very he was so mad at us. And I just remember like me and my friend Sullivan would always quote that fight of that argument or his like blow up or whatever, because he was a British dude and he said, "This is not a holiday camp." Anytime people were fucking around, me and someone would be like, "Hey, this is not
This
a
is not a
holiday
holiday
camp."
camp. Oh, amazing. Amazing.
And
Shout
meanwhile, I was sitting there like, I read, I'm just too high right now.
That's fair.
I
out. I like this is not a holiday camp. That's good.
He was a good professor. I enjoyed
Yeah,
him.
no, he was cool.
That's funny. Oh, man. Anyways, not my melons. And then page five, it's the
Yep, they're all
melons.
over the place.
Those melons go everywhere.
They go everywhere. And also, it's just, I don't know what it is about. It's like animation or drawings, but damn, like on that last panel on page five, that watermelon looks so good.
It does look good.
I
And I
want
don't
some
even like watermelon.
watermelon. I love watermelon and I want some.
There's also, Spidey says something very crazy on that panel. On page five, the last panel. He's like, he thinks he can yank me off here all by his lonesome.
Well, I'll let him have his fun and see what happens.
Not gay, but like, we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll like it. Who knows?
By his lonesome, he's gonna need some buddies. You know what I mean? He needs some friends. I have to want, I'm like, are we just nastier these days? Or was Stan like, fuck it? I'm gonna say yank off and be silly about it. Or was he genuine about
Well,
yanking off? I don't know.
I think with like the evolution of like, words and the meanings of them, like, I don't know that yank off necessarily meant what we referred to it as today.
I know, but like, I feel like
I
maybe
know.
it
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a
Maybe
little
it
bit.
did.
But it's like if we
Like,
went back to the 60s and we were like, you're being so sus, they'd be like, what the fuck are
right?
you talking about? Like,
Yeah.
but I like to think that Stan is just a little gay and was just like, yeah, fuck it. Yank him off.
Yeah, yank them off, and look, I got all this fruit here. For
Gay.
fruitiness.
Also,
I think he's trying to tell us something. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too into it, but you know, the curtains are never just blue, people.
Listen, I don't think you're totally wrong. I do like that the guy that threw the watermelons at him matches the watermelons.
Wait, this bald guy? Or no, this
no,
guy.
The I guess the bald guy kind of does too, but the one with the green, they're both in green. Wow. The pinstripe outfit, though, really matches the watermelons.
Mm-hmm.
But also on the third panel on page 5, that pazak to the cravat, my gods.
Pazak to the cravat.
Look at that guy. He got whapped.
Hey, you guys want a pazak to the cravat?
Yeah, let's freaking go.
Let's go.
Cravat.
You know what? Like, hitting someone in the throat is not something I think about too often. Every once in a while, like, it'll be like punched in the throat, little joke. But honestly, after, again, John Wick is going to come up a lot in this episode. Sorry, everyone. But after watching John Wick, I'm like, yeah, we need to hit people in the throat way more because it's so jarring and terrible feeling.
Have you ever been hit in the throat?
Not like for Ugh. Real, but like
it's
I've
not
definitely,
fun.
You know, roughhousing been a little bit like help.
Yeah. My brother has straight karate chopped me in the throat, like full force. Like full force. He straight to the throat.
I think having a brother is a curse. Sorry.
Correct.
No offense to people with brothers.
Hey, on my end, fuck that guy. No, it's a menace to society. Like, it's horrendous.
See, and like, I grew up with sisters. We would fight, but like, no one was getting karate chopped in the throat. A lot of our stuff was like trying to like flash each other and make each other go, oh my God. that was like our thing. Maybe that's just my house. I don't know, but I think sisters are a little bit more. No, but no.
There's a different kind of, I feel like there's different. A different kind of fighting that goes down with sisters. Like,
yeah,
I kind of witnessed it in other, you know, friends and whatnot, where I was just like, kind of, a part of me was like, I'd rather that. And then, of course, I had friends with their sisters. They were like, no, she steals all my things and this or that. And I'm like, well, yeah, my brother karate chops me in the throat. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
So
my sister almost broke my neck when I was 5 by dropping her large breast on top of my head. Because it was like, it seemed like a funny, jokey thing to do. And it was like, that was on par with my family, but I was also 5. I wasn't fully cooked. And it hurt so bad. And
Death
I cried.
By Jenny.
Oh my God. Oh my. She's like, shh, shh, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine.
Now I'm like, not to get too personal, but I'm like, how much does one of her titties weigh? Like-
a lot for my little 5-year-old neck. She had huge tits.
Listen.
She was like 15 and she had huge titties. And she was boom. Nearly fucking killed me.
Man, my brother just sprayed Axe body spray into my face.
I mean, have you guys seen the clips of like the women who do that and they can like crush cans?
Yeah, it's insane.
It's insanity.
It's insane. Yeah. I don't know how you strengthen fat like that. Like, that's
no.
Oh my God, Wilson Fisk titties.
Cat. Good Lord.
Retcon, his name is the King Tits.
Ooh, everyone's just always calling him fat. And he's like, yeah, you just wait till these titties hit you, okay?
Yeah, I will break your neck.
Wreck your fucking world.
Incredible.
Oh, I'm sweating. Oh my God.
Anyway, moving on from discussions of melons and melons.
Ooh, Spider-Man lets this guy do a little gay shit, and Yank him off.
I was gonna say, can we talk about this move on page 6, third panel?
It's I don't know what it is about it, but it is really funny. It's like a swimmer, you know, when they're doing laps and then they use the wall to fucking
to like get a little extra speed. A
little speed hop.
Except Spidey
is above water.
Is above water and yeets right into a man's solar plexus.
Yeah.
God, it looks like it hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it looks like it hurts.
Crazy.
Look at that guy's eyebrows. They go from the middle of his forehead all the way to his sideburns.
Mm-hmm. They sure
some
do.
Long brows. Any Hoosiers, that's
sometimes
yeah,
I
that
accidentally
move is
draw mine like that though. So and then I'm like,
oh, I wasn't look. It's not a bad thing. I just was like, damn, look at all the brows.
Yeah, no. It's just every once in a while I'm like, why is my eyebrow touching my fucking ear? What am I doing? And I'm like fucking around and I'm like singing and then I'm like,
having a good time.
Yeah. I was like, let me erase some of this.
Listen, it happens to the best of us. Whew, Lords have mercy. And then let's see, is he there's more guys coming, right? Or are they all running away?
They all start to kind of run away and then
run
that's
away.
That's when Orange Fez Sandal guy. He shoots
well, look at,
Spidey.
There's two sandal guys in this first panel of page 7, technically.
Oh, you're right. This
and
is
honestly
like a heavy foot panel.
Not bad on the foot drawing, I have to say. It's a good little sandal advertisement right there.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it, truly.
Yeah, because we've seen some weird feet in
Spider-Man. Oh, yeah, we have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we fucking have. A lot of sandal shots. Stan's brother, because now I'm looking at the last panel of page 7, and we've got another moment. They really are advertising these sandals.
Yeah.
And this is after we just watched, you know, we're watching Daredevil right now. So this made me think of when Daredevil gets shot in the head by Punisher.
Oh yeah.
You know, or it clips you.
Yeah.
And
it, you know, you don't die, but it does definitely wring your shit.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Getting grazed by a bullet in general, but getting grazed by a bullet on your skull?
Yeah.
Owie.
Mm-hmm.
Big Al. And
I
then
love
these
in
guys
Daredevil when things happen to him and like it affects his hearing and he's like
just opening up his mouth.
I miss those days. I need to rewatch.
Finally just got to the third season because I haven't seen the third season. So we're watching that and it's because I want to obviously we want to watch the newest season. But I was like, I got to know what's going on. So we've been rewatching it. It's been a good time.
Boy, howdy. We watched a recap of Defenders and I forgot how much garbage that show is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't feel like watching that just to get through Daredevil. I was like, I'm not doing this. I was like, I want to watch Daredevil and I refuse.
Truly a waste of a Sigourney Weaver.
How are you gonna cast a white woman to be leading the hand? Anyways.
That was very much Marvel's like, yeah, let's have white people do stuff that they shouldn't be doing.
That they shouldn't be
Here's my thing. White people bad? Yes. Great message. Great narrative. Let's enforce that. White people controlling the bad Asian people.
let the bad Asian people have their own agency.
You know?
Yeah. They can do bad Asian stuff all by themselves.
They don't need no white lady Karen to come and lead the movement. No matter how much I love Sigourney Weaver.
What's the opposite of a savior? Because she's got white antichrist complex.
Yeah, antichrist. I mean, if there was gonna be one.
It's a white lady. could you imagine, like, you know, one day, just, like, the proper antichrist appears and they're like, it was Karen all along.
Mm-hmm.
So many of us would not be surprised.
Yeah, everyone would be like, Obviously, duh.
Duh. Meanwhile, all the white ladies would be like, "Oh my God,
What
no,
do you
I need to
mean?
talk to somebody about this. Call the manager."
Not the manager.
God.
Get God on the phone now.
I
What do you
can't
mean?
handle this. So this sends Spider-Man crawls out of this little river bank, whatever, and he passes out and leads us into a flashback, everybody. So roughly from page 9 to page 18, we jump into the flashback where we discover why Peter is on this journey because he's moving something for Aunt May, big old heavy thing, and he breaks it open, and out falls the secrets that which Aunt May has been hiding, which is a newspaper clipping to claim that Peter's parents were traitors, specifically his father, Richard Parker, traitor to the country and a disgrace to the family. And a flashback within our flashback, Peter calls out Aunt May and is like, "Why didn't you tell me?" And she's like, "Well, here's another flashback." And we see his parents' last day there before they head out, and they leave Peter with Aunt May and Uncle Ben, and they don't come back. A month goes by, they get information that they're dead and they're bad guys, and they accept it and they keep Peter. And this leads Peter to basically fall into turmoil for several days. He's like, "All right, my world is over. Everything's bad. That's that. I'm gonna go try to run around and get my adrenaline pumping." That doesn't work out so well in his favor. And so he heads to the Fantastic Four to help him get to Algeria, which is so fascinating because he doesn't normally ask for help. But he said, "You know who could help me with their fantastic car? Reed Richards." And Speedy McSpeedster take him over to Algeria, and that's it. Lickety goddamn split. And we end up back in the river, and that's how we got there.
When I was first reading this and I saw this picture of Miss Parker, I was like, she's hot. She's hot.
Yes.
So is Mr. Parker. These are just two hot
Yes.
people who then had a hot baby. Well, okay. Who grew up into a hot person, a
Yes,
baby itself.
yes, yes.
Please leave me alone. But yeah, I couldn't get over it. I was like, look at her bangs, look at her little
She's
winged eyeliner. She's
rocking the
very
bangs.
cute, very cute. And Peter is truly a splitting image of his father.
Just about, yeah. Like, it's pretty wild.
I do like, though, with Richard Parker being older here, you can also kind of see the Richard Parker, Ben Parker, Peter Parker spectrum, like across the ages.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. I just can't believe that. I mean, I can believe Aunt May. I mean, it's, people think they're doing it for the best, quote unquote, but I'm like, damn, Aunt May, that's a hell of a secret to keep from Peter. Like, for 21 years, you've just kept that tucked away in your back pocket. That's wild.
But Peter doesn't stay too angry with her because he's like, I mean, I'm keeping a secret from her right now, so
Yes,
I
this is
get it, but
true.
fuck.
But the fifth panel of page 10, Aunt May is like, "At first, we couldn't believe it either. The dreadful news, the awful shock almost killed your Uncle Ben." And I was like, "Oh, great. So it runs in the fucking family and they're not even blood related. Cool." Like, get your shit together. Sorry, Ben. That just made me laugh.
I mean, he can't because he's dead.
He's dead. My bad.
Okay. Well,
Listen,
I also enjoyed the little flashback exception situation, a
and
flashback within a
how they,
flashback.
yes, and they did like
And
a little border around the like flashback within a flashback.
that made it all cloudy, like a feel
It
like
was
a
cool.
little memory cloud. That was fun.
Yeah. Page 11, second panel is where I went, all right, damn, Mr. Parker. Okay.
Yeah.
No,
Yeah.
like,
Richard looks
okay.
good.
Okay.
What is scary though is okay, so you see baby Peter on his lap. Clearly
And
a
then a
baby.
month later.
A month later, he's 2.5 years old.
Yes,
I was like,
I know.
what? How much
Can
time
I?
went by? And they were like, a few weeks. I was like, a few weeks
A
of this
month.
baby?
1 month.
This
I, you want to
baby?
know what my retcon is?
What is
Peter got swapped out. It's the wrong kid.
Oh, shit. Shit.
Yep.
Wrong kid.
We're starting the clone saga super early.
Super early. That's not the same baby. Like,
No, it's not.
he's
This
literally,
even,
that is, I can't.
yeah, even did like on panel, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, where he's like playing with
Five
the
versus
blocks.
two. Uh-huh.
Yeah, where he's playing with the blocks on the fifth panel on 11, his little shoes are even like hard bottom shoes for like a person who walks. Like, this is, babies don't have those. They have the soft bottoms because they don't have motor
Because they
skills.
can't walk.
Yeah.
Maybe they couldn't afford soft shoes.
Well, they can in second panel.
He's got his little sockies on. He just
It's
put
just
socks
like
on him.
it's just crazy. It's literally insane, the second panel to the fifth panel, the amount of difference and growth is wild. But what I do
Yeah.
like is in the fifth panel, baby Peter Parker is holding what letter? S.
S.
An S baby. For what? Motherfucker,
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then this poor child is like, boop a doop boop, I'm playing with my blocks. I can't wait to see my parents. And then cue Aunt May. Oh my God, sweet baby.
You poor thing.
And baby adult Peter is like, all right, I don't know what's happening.
Okay, like whatever you say, man. And then we jump back into the first flashback, which is Peter marching off.
Because he can't believe that his father was really a traitor.
And
Yeah.
yet, why can't I accept the news? Or why can't I accept the newspaper report? Why can't I accept Aunt May's story? That's because she doesn't even know.
Yeah. Also, what newspaper is this from? Because if it's from the fucking Daily Bugle, I wouldn't believe it either. Maybe your dad, maybe, well, no, J. Jonah doesn't know that he's Spider-Man. Because I'm like, maybe J. Jonah was actually your dad's first biggest hater, and it's transferred to you, and he doesn't even realize it.
Well, J Triple J does hate Peter Parker, so
Yeah,
sorry.
that's true.
Wait, no, I do really love this sort of.
Generational hate for the
Oh,
Parkers.
no, I was gonna call it like. It's like if Snape was the time traveler's wife, where it's like, I hate this child, therefore I'm going to go back in time and hate his dad.
Oh my gosh, now we're just the Thanos once a year on that guy's birthday.
Exactly.
That sort of energy.
Oh, that poor
But this
guy. I
is,
forgot about that.
yeah, that poor motherfucker.
Sorry, David, if you're out there.
At this point, I swear to God, he's gotta have killed himself, right? I don't blame him. I
Yeah.
really don't blame him. But this is where we get the information where Aunt May's like, there was a man in Algeria that never got back to us about the information. We never heard back from him.
And you know, hey, it's 68. That's what happened back then.
I was surprised that on page 15, like all of it, because I was like,
You
Spider-Man
say
asking
15?
for help? Yeah, Spider-Man asking for help from Fantastic Four. And then them helping, like being helpful at all. Like that really shook me to my core because I'm like, hold on, aren't you all supposed to be dickheads? What's going on?
What
Reed
I like,
cosplaying as a nice guy?
yeah, what? I like
What?
that before he goes to the FF, he is like, I gotta go fight someone on the street, and then he almost beats the shit out of a civilian.
Right.
It's
This
just
guy
like,
is just leaving work. And Spider-Man's like, "You're a thief," and he's like, "I work
here. I work here. I'm leaving late. Like, careful, you're gonna have to call Matt Murdock, buddy.
I am a respected member of this community.
And who are you, Spider-Man? You bitch ass hoe! Like,
I'd sue you if I could."
Which is really funny. But right before we have him asking for help on page 15. I have to say, page 15, first panel, I was not fully looking. It looked like back hair. I was like, what the fuck? It really threw me for one. It really, really fucking threw me for one.
Peter does put, he has questionable sweaters.
He really does.
All the time, actually.
almost all the time. Did either of you do a good zoom in on that Reed Richards hand movement on the fifth panel, page 15?
It's a lot.
Get in there. Get in there, baby.
Should I? I don't know. I'm
scared. Yeah, you should get in there.
It's like a sticky hand.
And it's so bad. His hand is like, it's not even facing what I think to be the right direction to actually grab onto the thing.
No, it's not. Yeah, that's terrible.
Isn't it awful?
Instead of reaching normally, he like reached with his hand palm up,
open palm,
and then wrapped it, and then now it's like still open palm. Yeah, that's crazy.
Crazy. And then just like Stephanie said, Spider-Man's like, "I need help," and they're like, "All right,
yeah, sure."
I was like, "What? What?"
Yeah, even Johnny is like, "It must be important. Old Webhead's not the type to ask for favors." He's like, everyone is just shocked about this entire situation.
By the way, I think is bullshit, Johnny, because literally the first time you met him was Spider-Man being like, "Hey, can I have a job? Can you do me a favor? Can I have a job?"
Okay. Counterpoint. He broke the fucking window and beat the shit out of everybody.
Yes. Yeah, this is the only time we're not even sure. It doesn't even show him coming through a window at this point. Like maybe he went in through the proper channels.
This time, maybe.
Yeah.
There is an alarm that goes off.
I feel like they have an alarm go off no matter what. I feel like they have to.
No. An alarm. It looks like we've got an uninvited guest, Reed.
Well, that's what I mean, is I feel like they have an alarm to go off just to... Reed feels like the type where he's just like, "I don't want anybody. I don't want no surprises. Mm-hmm. I don't care." Like, but yeah, silly. And then fucking lickety split drops him off in Algeria in their little Fantastic Car. No, this isn't the Fantastic Car. Sorry, this is something from Tony Stark.
It's a experimental. God, what is it? Experimental two-man gyro cruiser developed by Tony Stark's company. It's supposed to have an 8,000-mile non-stop range.
Where's mine?
Right. I'm like, did y'all make plans to come pick him up after? Or like, how is he
going to go? No, absolutely not.
Spidey has to like stow away on a ship back to New York.
Takes him 4 months to get home.
Yeah.
But we then cut to him hunting down this man from however many some odd years beforehand. You know, like that thought process of both Peter and Spider-Man being like, well, this guy's got to still be around 20 some odd years later, right?
Yeah. You know, his restaurant that he weirdly has.
Yeah. There's got to be him and his Fez. He'll be there. Mm-hmm.
And damn granted, it, he was right.
He is.
Yeah.
And this dude is very freaked out by a man in a costume fucking on the wall like a bug, because this is Algeria, and I don't think they have anyone with superpowers by this point.
Page 17, right. Second panel. By the beard of the prophet, a costumed being clinging to the wall and ceiling like a human insect.
Beard of the prophet. That reminds me of one of my favorite lines from the first Mummy, when
Oh, yes.
I think it's after is it right after Evie like knocks over all of the bookcases and the and that guy comes in, he goes, "Sons of the love Sons of the Pharaohs by Beard of the Prophet."
That movie is perfection, start to finish. One of the most beautiful cinematic pieces ever. Absolute perfection. 10 out of 10. And poor Brendan Fraser, they put that man through way too much.
Correct.
He almost got his neck snapped. You know that scene where they hang him? It was supposed to be a
I was gonna be
trick.
like, did somebody drop a boob on But yeah, no, I'm not surprised that they almost
No,
killed him.
it was supposed to be like a stunt trick, and the rope was supposed to break, and it didn't. So they
That's
straight
bad.
up hung the man.
Yeah, that's bad.
For fuck's sake, gods. Anyways, so Spider-Man kind of roughs this guy up, and by roughs him up, I mean like he just makes him poop himself, pretty much. He
A
doesn't really
little.
hit him or anything.
Which is a shame in that white suit.
Right.
Then, this guy is like, there's a master of intrigue who works out of this city. Like, I'll give you the address. Because, every restaurateur knows their local spy network.
I mean, yeah, duh.
And of course, there is a spy outside listening to this.
Because these spies know that each restaurant has the knowledge to give other people the address of where the main spy is. So they have to then have a spy outside of all of those restaurants to be like, we got to make sure this guy keeps his fucking mouth shut. I don't know why we keep passing the address out to everybody, but. And then that gets us right back to where we started. Well, just about.
Spidey fought some dudes, he got shot in the head, he fell into the river, and now we're back.
Ra-da-da-da-da.
A very long flashback
A
with multiple
very
flashbacks inside
literally
of it.
like 15 pages of flashbacks. This is crazy. And so we jump back in. Spider-Man's like, all right, I got shot in the head, but everything's fine. And he heads to takes the information that was given to him, swings over to the lair, breaks in. Discovers a secret wall in a secret room filled with secret filing cabinets to where he finds his father's evil business card.
Secret evil business
Secret evil
card.
business card proving that he worked for dun 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 Red Skull. And this Spider-Man's basically off his fucking game. Ever since he is both Spider-Man and Peter Parker are just off their game since this whole start of this issue. So he doesn't know that Red Skull literally skulked up right behind him. Red Skull sends in a heavy goon, Sandor, I think that's his fucking name. And from there.
I think we're calling them plus-sized goons now.
And so Spider-Man fights this guy to shock Red Skull, because Red Skull, of course, any new villain in the world of any long underwear character, they're like, they're not strong enough. And Spider-Man's like, just kidding, I am strong enough. Beats the shit out of the guy, heads into disassociation station and leaves with the information about his dad. And Red Skull's like, absolutely not. Like, you're gonna come in here, break into my secret lair, into my secret filing cabinets, take my secret card. Absolutely not. We're sending the Finisher to track him down.
Yeah, there was a lot going on here for me personally because I hate how Red Skull looks. It's so
It's
bad.
so bad.
Because on page 20, when you first see him, you're like, this isn't terrible.
Oh,
It's
Red
a
Skull.
profile. And
Okay.
you're like,
Yeah.
jump scare. You turn the page and you're like, ew,
It's
what is
so
that?
I can't even think of what it reminds me of, but it's horrible.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a skull. It looks kind of like the thing, but like not really. It's
It's a
uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable. It's like if you ordered the thing from Wish. I'm also now looking at him, and it's kind of making me think of what's his, the meatball from oh my
Aqua
gosh, what's
Teen
that
Hunger
show called?
Force?
Yeah, it kind of made me
Oh.
think of the meatball a little bit. I don't know
He looks
why.
like if like somebody drew Jim Carrey's The Mask, but with like their butt. Especially on 22, page 22, look at that first panel. This is definitely a butt drawing. Sorry to that man who drew this.
Oh my
You
gosh,
drew this
Larry
with your
just
butt.
stuck a pencil in his asshole and then just did a little wiggle wiggle, wiggle
Yeah.
wiggle wiggle wiggle.
And
Hate
the
this.
inkers and the colorers were like, yeah,
He, well,
sure.
guess we'll work with it. The fuck we supposed to do? Yeah, this whole thing is just so funny because Spider-Man is just like digging through these files and he's like, a scary division card with a skull on it and has my father's name on the back. But before he does that, he's like, man, maybe I should have just left it be, and I just should just deal with it. And I'm like, buddy, you are in Algeria.
Yeah.
You busted into someone's fucking lair and you've
Yeah.
already opened the secret files. Like, you are so far past the point of going back.
Yeah. You gotta see this thing through, my boy,
You don't
unforged.
have any choice.
Yeah.
You put yourself there.
I am so annoyed that Red Skull's head looks insane because I like his little outfit. I like his robe. I like his purple pants. And his
Little yellow
intense, what is
scarf
that?
thing. I don't
Scarf
know.
thing. He's just, his cigarette holder. He's a fancy guy. Very uglyly drawn in the
It's
face.
really bad.
Yeah, it's not
Like
great.
it's bad. Yep. On page 22, I'm so distracted by the awfulness of his face on the top panel of page 22. But Spider-Man is also having thought bubbles where he's like, oh my God, this guy's as cold-blooded as they say he was. He doesn't even care why I was rummaging through his shit. He's just ready to kill me. And I'm like, he's a bad guy. And
Yeah.
you were rummaging through his shit.
Yeah.
That's all he needs.
And like more than just a bad guy.
It's Red Skull.
He's a Nazi,
He's a
Peter.
Nazi piece of shit.
He's a Nazi, Peter. That
Oh, God. So, then we get this Sandor guy who doesn't speak and he's just at the whim of Red Skull and he starts fighting Spider-Man.
My very minor retcon, which might not be a retcon actually, because I know George R.R. Martin was a huge comic book nerd growing up and had written into Marvel, I believe,
Is
at least
Sandor?
once. So I'm gonna say that Sandor here is inspiration for the Mountain in Game of Thrones, Sandor Clegane.
My brain went to a very silly thought of that's George R.R. Martin.
Oh my God.
That's George in his prime.
That's
Any
hilarious.
Hoosers? Um.
Back when he could crank a book out in 5 years.
Yeah, we'll never get those, the rest of them, but it's fine. There are a couple of instances. I forgot what they're called, but I was like, oh, they're the
Oh,
Kirby
the Kirby Crackles.
Werbies. Yes, that Kirby Crackles on I noticed it. There's some on page 26, third panel. I was like, ah, Kirby Werbies, but Kirby Crackle is what it's called. And then there was another spot too in this
Love
chunk where
some
I was like,
Kirby
oh,
Crackles. Just a little
Kirby
bit at the top of
Crackles.
page 24.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I was thinking about.
And also our lovely Spider-Man being like, ah, just beat the shit out of me so I can take a quick rest.
Yeah, he loves that move.
It's so funny. I think it's really great. So I don't, when did the term skinhead actually start referring to Nazis? Because I do love that Spider-Man does refer to Red Skull as a skinhead. And he does on page 24, last panel. He's like, sure you will, skinhead.
I think it was probably after this because the skinheads in England,
In the UK.
they were like a subset of punks and they weren't Nazis. And then there was another like offshoot of them that became Nazis, and I think they were called like boneheads, and we didn't like the boneheads were bad. And then there were a couple of things that happened, and eventually it was just like, oh, the skinheads are bad.
It looks like it was the 80s that it really became like bad.
Okay. Well,
So not quite yet.
just some premonition happening.
Just insulting a man for being bald because he experimented on himself and now he has a weird red skull.
Yep.
Fuck that
Like
Nazi.
you do.
Fuck that Nazi.
Just in my eyes of today, I was like, yeah, fuck that skinhead. Like,
And I love how, Pete lays a trap for this big motherfucker, and Red Skull is like, what, you think some webs are gonna get him? And then Sandor is just trapped
and then
like it's
the
just
webs
trapped like an insect in a web, and Spidey is just beating the fuck out of him.
And he's got this page 25 is like peak shit talk. This whole for Spider-Man, this entire page. See what I mean? Us friendly neighborhood Spider-Man are always happier when we're on the offensive. And Sander looks like he's getting sleepy anyways, so I wouldn't want to keep him awake for the world. After all, he's just a growing boy, and far be it from me to keep him up from past his bedtime. Oh, beddy time. He just I love it. I love it when he gets on a roll like this.
Just yapping and throwing hands.
It's so good.
Yapping and throwing hands, the Peter Parker story.
Also, like on that page, that kick that he does on that top panel, just like, oh, he's like a
Zack.
little, yeah, just
It's
a
good.
mastery and control of his body. Very strong core. Love it.
Oh, for sure-sies.
And then Red Skull runs because he's a fucking coward Nazi.
Oh, and on page 26. So while this fight is going, Red Skull, like most of the villains, go, oh fuck, that's way more powerful than I thought he was. I gotta get out of here. I gotta go figure something else out and resort to other measures. But on the third panel of page 26, Spider-Man says, Sandor's had it for now and the skull cut out. So all I got for my trouble was a little bit of exercise, which I didn't need. It was probably the most useless battle I've ever fought. Bullshit. Bullshit. What about sparkle brain, good for nothing wannabe boxer?
Oh,
Because
forgot about Sparkle Brain.
because that was the most useless fight Spider-Man has ever been in.
Yeah. But I feel like that was overshadowed by the fact that he was graduating high school, so he forgets about it.
Yeah, I guess. I guess. See that Spider-Man, I like that they made sure to show us that part of his costume was missing, which is a good little touch. But we get to page 27 and Sandor is picking up all the mess. These villains and their backhands, baby.
Yeah.
Backhand from Red Skull to
They
Sandor is
yeah, they it's very it's very good. But
it
also,
is.
I'm like, did he even feel that? I don't know. Maybe it's just like an ego thing, a shame thing.
I'm not mad, I'm disappointed is kind of the energy it feels like. But here was my favorite part, because Stephanie, I was thinking about you.
Oh,
We've
boy.
got a piece of Spider-Man's costume to which they take to the finisher, because the finisher can track things. And how is he going to track it? Because that smelly ass costume that he never fucking washes.
Truly, it's the stench.
It's the stench.
It's and he's going to use stench-seeking missiles
Oh.
to blow up Peter Parker.
And before we move
Flashlight.
into the stench-seeking missiles, on page 28, first panel, the Finisher is like, "I am ready to serve the Red Skull as always. There is but one single thing I need." To which Red Skull is like, "How well I know that. Don't worry, it'll be provided." What do we think the one thing he needs is? Because we never find out.
I think it's the costume.
It's the costume.
Oh, I thought he was saying I need something in return for doing this.
Oh.
No, it's more of a, hey, I need a costume if I'm going to be able to put it into my fancy car computer that will
I
shoot a rocket
misread
at the
it.
smelly guy.
Yeah. Or not misread it. I misinterpreted it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought he was being like, I need that one thing before I'll do this for you. And I was like, what would the one thing be?
He needs to get yanked off.
Ah!
They call him the Finisher for a reason.
No!
Exactly. So, our good boy, the finisher. Oh, good boy. I hate. I hate. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm talking about. But the finisher hops into his high-tech car. Yeah, it's a high-tech car. And he's getting ready to attack an unsuspecting Spidey with his stench-seeking missiles. Or they're powered by magnets or radioactivity, the good old Marvel way. Anyway, he presses launch on one of the missiles. Spidey immediately goes, "Oh shit. Something's coming at me," because his Spidey senses are going off. So, a missile is coming straight towards Spidey. He's like, "Oh shit!" on this roof, and he quickly webs it and gives it a nice little spin, and it immediately like falls into the river below that Spidey was in earlier when he got shot, and it explodes. So Spidey seems safe for the moment being, and the Punisher, the Punisher.
That's what he calls himself in private.
Yes. The
My name is Funk
Finisher.
Fassel.
Not Funk Fassel.
Funk Fassel.
The Finisher realizes, he's like, "Oh, this fucking kid is more powerful than I thought. We're gonna have to pull out the big guns," which is simply just another missile that he shoots towards Spidey, and it's coming faster. Lol. It's much faster than the previous one. Spidey has to think really quick on his feet, and he realizes that the missile had come from this like random green car. He was like, "I think I'm gonna jump on this random green car." Hops on the car, then immediately hops off, but the missile isn't fast enough. And it ends up exploding the green car. And you would think that the Finisher is finished in that vehicle, but he's not. He stumbles out, and Spidey grabs him and interrogates him about his father, Richard. And we find out that Richard was actually a double agent. And he was spying on the Red Skull on behalf of the American people. So the Red Skull ends up finding this out. He's of course pissed off about it. So he's like, "I'm gonna kill this guy." And he does so by sabotaging the plane that Mr. and Mrs. Parker were on. He had sent them on a mission. The mission was a fault, like a farce. And they fucking died in a plane crash. And Spidey realizes, like, "Oh shit, my dad was not an asshole. He wasn't a traitor at all. And my mom was just kind of there." She's innocent in all of this, like even more so than his father. The Finisher ends up dying from his wounds, and Peter runs off to confront the Red Skull. Yeah, we find out a lot in this little section
Can
here.
you imagine? You're just minding your own business, walking around your little town at night, and some random green car pops its trunk and missiles start flying out of it.
Right.
You're just on your nightly stroll, and then some fucking beat up sedan.
You go out thinking you're about to rock the Casbah.
Whether or not Cherie likes it.
Right. And this car just starts pooping out missiles. You'd be upset.
He'd be a little upset.
Like, what the hell's going on?
And Spider-Man, he notices that he literally says, a rocket fired from that car below. And then again, it's another moment where he's like, that car just shot, like he says, I can't remember where exactly, but he's like, that car shot off a missile, another missile. And he just seems so surprised, even though he knows exactly where it's coming from, which is why I think when he dives for that car, he's just like, well, I guess I'm gonna go towards the car where it's just shooting missiles from, you know, might as well. But the lettering on page 30, third panel with the splash, I love it.
Yeah, it's
I
got the
love
little
it.
drippies.
Ugh, it's so good. It's so good. We
There's
also have,
something. Oh.
we also kind of get that with the thwip on the first panel on this page, where the missile is coming towards Spider-Man, and so you've also got the like the speed lines of the thwip coming in. Just fun evolution of sound effects.
Yeah. Shout
What were
out.
you about
Wait.
to say?
Is this Artie Semek lettering?
Yes.
Yes.
Shout out to Artie. I was looking at the finisher, and sometimes he reminds me of older David Bowie. Is that weird to say?
No, I can
Oh,
see
I
it.
see it. There's the bone
Yeah.
structure.
Yeah, like on page 32, and he's like kind of dying. I don't know. In that last panel, I was like, there's something a little bit Bowie-y here. I
Little
don't know what it is.
Bowie-esque.
Yeah.
I can't believe that when he jumped towards the car, I was like, and it blew up. I was like, holy fuck, I think you just killed this guy.
Yeah.
Like, and then he stumbles out, and you're like, oh, okay. And
Yeah.
then no, cut to, he's like, oh no, I'm dying.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man's response is, oh fuck, I didn't have him write it down. Shit.
And now I gotta prove this on my own.
Yeah, he's like, damn. Damn, I didn't get him to write any of that down himself because we get another flashback, you know.
What's also funny to me on page 34,
He
after, so we get this whole explanation. It's very clear, like, okay, the Parkers, or like Richard Parker was a double agent. It's very clear. And Spidey is like, spell it out, Mister. Parker wasn't a traitor. He was a United States secret agent, right? And I'm like,
That's what he just said. That's what he just
yes.
said. But also, what you're telling me is that the American government abandoned the man after his death and let him take the fall for something horrific.
Yes,
You don't
which.
need no fucking business card to prove that he worked for the American government. The government fucking knows he worked for the government.
Unless the thing
Yeah.
is like, oh, maybe he was double agenting us.
No, they didn't want it. They didn't want to deal with it. They were like, ooh, shit, just keep that under. Like, we don't want to deal with it. We don't
Yeah.
want to.
It doesn't matter. He's dead.
He's dead. We don't want to have
Yeah.
the ties. Like, we're just gonna just nip that in the bud. And I'm like, oh, how surprising. The
I do want to call out Mary Parker, though, because
fuck is that bitch doing tagging along?
it's commented, yeah, that she just goes everywhere with him. And I'm sorry. If your spouse is a secret agent,
You're not
don't
going.
go everywhere there. Don't, don't,
Yeah.
don't, don't.
And also, when you have a child, a
Yeah.
child, a literal bebe, and you're like, don't worry, honey, I'm gonna
A
just tell her
baby
this
who's
little
growing
secret.
rapidly. But she was,
Oh.
maybe, Mary Parker, she's just very much my man, my man, my man. And she follows him wherever he
Which, that's a
goes.
whole other thing we got to talk about. But, you know, girl, it's okay. You can be on your own. It's all right.
Yeah.
You can do it. Not anymore. You didn't.
Well, yeah, you're dust, but
you're disintegrated. But, you know, maybe in the next life. I don't know why I wrote this. I mean, just because I feel it. I just randomly in between pages 34 and 36 in my notes, I just wrote Red Skull is a pathetic Nazi ass bitch. That's it.
That's fair.
Yeah,
it's fair. I don't know what triggered it that time, but I just, you pathetic Nazi ass bitch.
You're not wrong.
No.
And here we get maybe the most intense window break that Spider-Man has
not
done.
That's just a window break. That's a bar break.
Yeah.
This window has like fancy iron bars and filigree like in front of it, and Spidey just tears through it like fucking tissue paper because it's time to take down the Red Skull.
Becomes little Tim Burton swirlies.
Tim Burton swirlies. Kirby Crackle, Tim Burton swirlies.
Tim Burton swirlies, Kirby Crackle. Listen.
What's this? What's this? Where is Red Skull's hair? What's this? What's this? There's Nazis everywhere.
Meanwhile, Red Skull is just like, who's up there in the shadows?
What's funny is that the way it's drawn, there's are no shadows. It is fucking bright as day in that room.
Homie, it is both well lit and your wall is bright piss yellow.
Yeah. You can see so this funny. Red and blue man.
You can absolutely see him. And then his chair has guns in it because...
Why not?
Why not? And Spidey jumps out of the way and there's a little trans flag. Coloration to his
it is cute. That first panel on page 36 though is just Red Skull promising death and Spider-Man talking shit. Classic.
That
classic.
How Red Skull is sitting right there is how every asshole commenter on the internet is. Like, that's what I picture. and we just get this, like, why did you do it? Blah, blah, blah. And they just keep fighting while it happens. And, you know.
Because I'm a Nazi-ass, pathetic piece of shit bitch. Like.
I'm a Nazi piece of shit. Also, I fought Captain America. I'm gonna kill you. And Spidey's just like, sure. Sure, buddy.
And on page 37, we're supposed to believe that in that first panel, those are actual statues. That's like,
yep.
They're not people.
Nope.
It's two armored statues, and they can. I don't know. I didn't like it. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know why I didn't like it. I just like thought about concrete like moving like so easily because it doesn't look like. It's not rigid. Like, the movement isn't rigid. It's swift and smooth like they're real people. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But on the second panel, I think that Spider-Man should reclaim Jumping Jackass.
It was a good one.
I think he should take that and make it his own.
I also feel like Jumping Jackass could be, like, a good, like, Jumping Jackass! Like...
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
Then Red Skull pulls out.
Is that a square titanium laser bomb under your shirt, or are you just happy to see me?
No, it's a square laser titanium bomb.
Oh, fuck. Like, this guy's just has this under his shirt.
It's the size of his torso. It's not even really clear what. Oh, it's happening. A destructor beam, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just so big.
Yeah. Yes. It's like the early days of Tony Stark with his heart.
Or X-Men First Class, like Havoc, his first outfit that he gets.
Yeah.
It's kind of that vibe.
This is very silly.
It's very silly.
And then Red Skull makes a big mistake, everybody. What does he do?
He explodes his chair.
No, no, no.
Oh. Oh, he mentions Pete's
there
dad.
It is.
Yeah.
He mentions Daddy-O, to which Spider-Man thinks in his head, you idiot.
Nothing on earth is going to stop me. Nothing. And then Red Skull blows up his chair. And in the hazy explosion, gets away. And Pete, Spider-Man, crawls out. Is like, well, there's got to be some proof of innocence somewhere. And then we get maybe the worst plot moment in this issue.
I just love the idea that Red Skull was like, all right, I gotta sit down and slip this card into a fake card.
Because yes, the fake evil spy organization card was singed in the explosion, revealing that inside of it is in fact Richard Parker's FBI identification credentials, because that's how that works.
Yeah, that's what secret agents do.
Yes.
They keep a little card on them. Mm-hmm. Keep that motherfucking thing on me. Because hopefully people will know that when I die that I'm not a traitor, because that's why I'm supposed to keep the card on me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
I will say, the second panel on page 39, take away all the thought bubbles, I want that shit hanging in my house. That is such a, I love that art right there.
Yeah.
It's probably the, like, it's not Johnny, obviously, and we can kind of tell, but that panel I really, really like, with him upside down and the shadow, mm-hmm. like shaded parts of him and the flames. I don't know. I was like, ooh, take away those cool bubbles.
The colors are cool. Everything looks good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it a lot. So. And then.
And so the quest is ended. The prize is won. The long dead past has yielded its half-forgotten secret to a youth who wouldn't surrender, who wouldn't lose his faith. The road has been long and the battle bitter, but now in this brief moment of eternity, the pounding heart of Peter Parker is flushed with victory, is filled with pride, such as few men before him have ever known.
An ending that's happy.
Wow.
We don't get that a lot. Peter Parker doesn't get a lot of happy endings.
You know what's not happy? The way his face
looks. His face! His the head. Eyes, right?
Yeah, everything looks weird. I understand, like, it's a hard angle because his head, you know, we're kind of looking up at him. His head is kind of tilted up towards the sky, but it just looks.
Yeah.
It looks like, what's his face from Ant-Man when he gets put in that, the bad guy?
He looks like MODOK?
Yeah.
Not MODOK.
Just a little bit.
Not MODOK.
We did it. 40 pages.
40 pages. All right. How we feeling? You know, any retcons, major?
Parker got switched out.
I do have a major retcon that would change the trajectory of this whole thing. I think that Richard Parker should have just been a bad guy. I think he should have been a Red Skuller, and then have Peter have to deal with that, like the whole sins of the father situation.
Yeah.
And then he would be like, does this also inherently make me bad? Like, who am I? Who is my lineage? Ah, and then he has to like go through this whole thing where he's like, you know, no, I make my own destiny and I want to be a good person, blah, 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 blah. Even though my dad was a weird fucking asshole Nazi bitch, I'm not. I am Spider-Man. And I think that would have been cool.
That would have been cool. I thought about that, but from the sense of his mom, like this whole thing of like her just tagging along like it's nothing. And I was like, well, what if she really was, you know, like what if she really was the secret little fucking Nazi bitch behind it all? And I think that would have also been an interesting one, where it's like when they're on the plane together and that like flashback and Richard realizes like, oh God, they know. And then all of a sudden, if she were like, yeah, they do know. And then she killed her husband and then boom, mommy Nazi is off to play.
Mm-hmm. And then Peter would have had a real Zuko moment, because it's like your grandfather was Sozin, but your maternal grandfather was Roku. Come
What are you gonna
on!
fucking do, baby?
It's warring inside of you. You have to choose your own destiny and your own honor. Ah! Fucking love Zuko! Yeah. Shout out to Fuck. Zuko.
Shout out to Zuko. And then I just, anytime, I'm always like, Hey Zuko here. Yeah, that's a fun issue. Overall, yeah. I'd say.
Yeah, overall, despite, you know, some of the wonky drawings.
Yes.
And just, you know, the general silliness of the card in the card.
God.
It was still a good time. I liked this one.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
And the Red Skull was a surprise. Like, you know, when I got to that, I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, oh, me my too. God.
I was like, not Red Skull.
Red Skull. Yeah. I was super shook about that because I was like, you know, you don't know who's going to, like, the surprise. And I was like, yeah, I wonder who it's going to be. You know, like, it's been Kingpin a lot lately or this or that. And I was like, but it's an annual, so it's going to be oh, my God. Like,
yeah.
It's the big Nazi.
Didn't know we were stepping into Nazi land.
You did not see that coming?
No.
Bop.
Big Parker.
Big Parker. Let's talk about the Red Skull because, you know, Red Skull.
Sure.
A little relevant right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In more ways than one, unfortunately.
Fucking farch.
I hate it. I heard it. I yelled at a person, stupid ass fucking Tesla driver yesterday. I was just driving so bad and their window was down. And as I drove by, I went, stupid swastika car! And kept driving. Anyways.
So. We're going to talk about a time that, well, Red Skull stole another superhero or a superhero's powers. Yeah.
Ooh.
Major Marvel character. If you had to random guess, who might you think?
He stole their power.
Stole their power.
Like, he yoinked it right out of him, made it his.
You don't even understand how accurate that is.
Oh, my.
Yoinked it out of him.
Yoinked it out of him.
And it's a guy hero?
Yes.
Girl hero, okay.
Guy,
is it someone
guy hero?
That we...
have come across?
We have encountered, yes.
Oh.
We have, okay.
I want it to be Ant-Man. But I know Ant-Man doesn't have powers, it's just his suit.
Is it Thor?
It's not.
Ooh.
That would be...
That'd be crazy.
Insane, especially with all of the, like, the Norse Nazi bullshit.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
Who could it have been? Okay, so not Thor. What's he come across? Is it Johnny Storm?
Nope.
Is this person on a team?
Sort of.
Oh, well, that was...
Okay. Sort of, and we've come across this person. Doctor Strange. No, that would be weird. But, I mean, I don't know. Nazis liked magic.
It's true.
Lay it on us.
Let's talk about the time that the Red Skull stole Charles Xavier's brain.
Oh, my God! Oh, no! That's really bad.
Yes. So, as I remember it, this was actually a clone of the Red Skull that was
clones.
That was created, like, basically when they were like, oh, this war, we're losing, so hey, make me a clone that'll wake up in a couple of decades and, you know, be hellbent on taking over the world. And this, of course, happens right around the time that Charles Xavier is unfortunately killed, I believe, at the hands of Cyclops, because Phoenix Force bullshit.
Oh, no.
That's a whole other thing we'll get into. But so, Red Skull goes grave robbing and steals Professor X's brain right out from his skull.
Oh no. And just sticks a straw in his head and drinks it up.
Ew.
I mean, does some surgery and gives himself like the part of Xavier's brain that gives Xavier the telepathy. And then he initiates what is known as the Red Riot, which is when the Red Skull made humanity fight a bunch of mutants because the mutant menace.
Very bad.
That's so bad.
Yep, he turns Genosha, which is like this kind of mutant nation, into a concentration camp. Then Magneto goes to kick his ass.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely, because Magneto is right.
Then he becomes more powerful. Because remember how I told you about Onslaught? The, like, when Xavier gets Magneto's hate?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, we then get Red Onslaught, which is Charles Xavier's telepathic powers and the hate of Red Skull.
Oh, no.
Eventually, Scarlet Witch, Dr. Doom cast a spell that lets Professor X take hold of Red Skull's body and lets him be defeated. They surgically remove the bit of brain, and then a little bit later on, Red Skull is killed by Captain America because Captain America kills Nazis.
Yeah, he does. Yep. Because fuck that.
Because fuck that. Yeah, and that's how that happened.
Wow. That's a bad time.
Let me send you guys one image from this.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
He looks like the aliens from Mars.
Yeah.
With the brain of Charles Xavier and with the brain of Charles Xavier, the Red Skull will eradicate the mutant menace. This is horrific.
Yeah. And I also don't understand what I'm looking at in terms of like,
wait, how did he splay his brain open?
Yeah, what is happening?
I don't know.
I don't like this.
I will say I appreciate whoever did the art on this for remembering that Xavier has crazy fucking eyebrows.
I really don't like this.
Mm-hmm.
Also, that brain looks so squelchy.
Yeah, and how long had he been dead at this point that his brain is just like, you know, violet?
It's like stringy and gross. I don't like it. I don't like it. This is amongst the cursed images that live in our fucking Discord chat.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Why does he have to have him strapped down by the neck like that? He's dead.
Well, just in case.
You never know.
You never know. You might start wiggling.
Oh, God. Ew. Hate it. Gross.
Yeah.
What are we reading next?
It's bad. Next week, we will be diving into The Amazing Spider-Man 70 and 71. Back to the main book.
Hell yeah.
Be our first introduction of a mutant that we have yet to meet.
Ooh, a spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Or maybe an inhuman now. It's, I don't remember.
Doesn't matter. At the time, it was a mutant.
Yeah, it's his.
We can deal with that next time on the Retcon Pod. Thanks for being here, everybody. If you want to help support this little ding dang thing we're doing, then interact with the things. I don't know.
Like, yeah.
Subscribe, follow. I always forget what it is for podcasts. I'm just like, go rate and review and subscribe and hit that little follow button. And on Spotify, you can make comments on episodes and just do it. Interact.
Yeah.
Be a homie.
And by the time this episode comes out, I believe I will be very close to quitting my job. So you'll be able to get more out of this podcast because I'll have time to do shit.
Woohoo!
Thank you so much for joining us this week. I've been Parker Robbins, they, them.
I've been Stephanie Johnson, she, her.
And I've been Catalicia, they, them.
I don't have a closeout.
Get out of here, you guys. Oh my gosh. Jesus.
Fuck off. I'm kidding.
Ugh.
I mean,
I'm
fuck
not.
Off for
I'm
now not. and then fuck on next week.
You heard it here, baby. Stephanie said to fuck on next week. See you then.
See, I'm now just picturing a Johnny Storm. Fuck on.
Oh no. Oh god, could you imagine you get in bed with someone and they literally are like, fuck on. Like, it can't.
Okay, hear me out though.
No.
Someone shouts that fully clothed and then it's just instantly naked.
Naked, dick up, ready to go.
Yeah, I hate that.
Thanks
actually.
For that, Stephanie.
All right, I was just being a silly little guy. I don't know how this happened.
We never know. We never know.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. The Retcon Podcast is recorded in Los Angeles and edited by Parker Robbins. Parker Robbins can be found across social media at Uncanny Parker. Stephanie Johnson can be found across social media at Serious Danger, with Serious spelled Sirius. Katrina Alicia can be found across social media at Cat_Alicia. And the Retcon Podcast can be found at The Retcon Pod. Feel free to thwip us an email at theretconpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening.